Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you, God. It is good to be here once again. We're glad to be here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends.
We know a friend who's closer than our brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. Today we are thanking God for the unity of the body, for just allowing us to be here and to be able to praise him, to honor him, to let him know just how much we appreciate him. He is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes, and we go from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. So we're glad today for just being able to praise him. That's awesome, awesome, awesome. So Sister Chris, we believe that you're ready now, so let's take over.
Good morning, Circle of Friends. I just want to thank God for allowing us to be here today on February the 15th. We just thank God and give him all the glory this morning. Heavenly Father, we just give you all the glory and honor. We worship your holy name, Lord God. Lord, we give you the highest praise this morning. Lord God, for you have given us the gift of life today and life more abundantly, Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for the love, even on yesterday, Lord God. We just thank you because you love us every day. It's not just one day, Lord God, that you show us love. You show us love each and every day, and we just are so grateful. We are so grateful. We woke up with a grateful heart today, Jesus, and we just give you all the glory. Lord God, we just come to you today, standing in the gap for those that might not be able to stand in the gap for themselves, Heavenly Father. Lord God, there's some people on yesterday, Lord God, that was heartbroken, Jesus. Lord God, that was just down. We just praying for them, Lord God, today, Lord God, praying for their strength, Lord God, that you will just rejuvenate them, Lord God. Lord God, show them, Lord God, that they are love, Lord God, because we know you are love, Lord God, because you gave your only son just for us to have life, and we just thank you today, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. So we bind that spirit of depression today, Lord. Lord God, anybody that's depressed, Lord God, or Lord God, distraught or just down, Lord, we just lift them up to you today, Lord God, saying break that chain of depression right now, because we know, Lord, that you are love and you love all of us, Lord. Lord God, you love us, Lord God, to the point that you gave your son for us, Jesus, Lord God. You showed us just the amount of love that nobody could ever in this world show us, so Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for loving us, Lord God. And we just give you all the praise and honor for that, Lord, that you gave us salvation, Lord, that we can live eternally with you, Lord, that we don't have to die in sin, Lord, but we can have life and life more abundantly in Jesus Christ, Lord God. So we just thankful for that today. That's the ultimate love, and we just give you all the glory for that today, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for loving our families, Lord God. We thank you for saving them, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for turning situations around, Lord God. We thank you for moving obstacles in our life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that there's no delay, Lord God. Lord God, any blessings, Lord, that's been delayed, Lord God, any blessings, Lord God, or anything, Lord God, that any promotions, Lord God, that just been delayed in our life, Lord God, we ask you today, Lord God, to break that chain of delay, Lord God, that these things will come, Lord God, to us, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that you will remove every obstacle, Lord God. Lord God, you will tear up every stony ground, Lord God. Lord God, you will open those doors, Lord God, that need to be opened, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, because we have been seeking you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you're a prayer answering God, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just clearing the path, Lord God, for us, Jesus, Lord God. Being the lamp of our footsteps, Lord God. Not allowing us to make mistakes, Lord God. Not allowing us to stumble, Lord God. But, Lord, you're allowing us to stand strong, Lord God. So we just thank you today, Lord God, that you're just breaking that chain of depression, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we are free, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that we got a sound mind, Jesus, Lord God, that you've given us a new heart, new mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We are grateful, Lord God, because we know that you are able, Lord God. You are able to do all things, Lord God, exceedingly above the all that we can ask or imagine, Jesus, Lord God. So I just thank you today, Lord God, for faith, Lord God, that we got faith in you, Jesus, Lord God. We have faith today, Lord God. We standing strong in our faith, Lord God, because everything that you said that you was going to do, that you're going to do it, Lord. And we know, Lord God, that you are not on our timeline. So we just thank you today, Lord God, for answering prayers, Lord God. We thank you today, Lord God, for saving those, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God, for healing those, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people, Lord God, going through cancer, Lord God. There's some people, Lord God, going through mourning, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people, Lord God, that just don't know what to do, Lord God. So, Lord God, we praying for them today, Lord God. We standing in the gap for them today, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you are a healer and a way maker, Lord God, and you are a provider, Jesus, Lord God. Say, we know if we just have faith in you, Lord God, that you're going to do exactly what you said that you'll do, Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you today, Lord. We seek you today, Jesus, Lord God. We seek you, Lord. We seek you today, Lord God. Because you said if we seek you, we will find you, Jesus, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for breaking every chain and every shackle, Lord God, allowing us to be free to serve you, Lord God, free to worship you, Lord God. Lord God, giving us a free mind, Lord God, that we're not in our heads, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we got the freedom, Lord God, just to serve you, Lord God, and to know, Lord God, there's always something better and something greater coming, Lord God, because you, Lord God, are the way, the great I am, Lord God. We serve a able God today, Lord God, so I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I thank you, and I give you all the glory and honor today, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that you bringing those blessings, Lord God, towards us, Lord God. Lord God, that you opening doors for us, Lord God, opening doors for our kids, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for our children, Lord God. Lord God, I'm praying for Denver, Lord God, and his behavior, Lord God. Lord God, whatever is in him that's defiant, Lord God, and just causing him to act out, Lord God. I pray that you break it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray the blood of Jesus on his life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that he'll be able to follow directions, Lord God, that he will be able to listen, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and make good grades, Lord God. I pray for that anointing for each and every child, Lord God, that's on this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for our kids today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we cover each and every child, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus today, Lord God. We soak them in the blood, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that our children will be on fire for you, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for an anointing for our kids right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for their friends, Jesus, Lord God. They will have friends, Lord God, that, Lord God, that has relationships with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for opening the gates, Lord God, of Lord God, just opening the floodgates, Lord God, that we'd be able to receive, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, because I know, Lord God, that you have an anointing, Lord God, over each and every one of us, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for anointing us for this day, Lord God. Lord God, that we will be great, Lord God. Lord God, that everything, we will receive good news, Lord God, in this day, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, today, Lord God, that you will open the gates of heaven, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that we will receive healing, Lord God. We will receive restoration, Lord God. Lord God, we will receive breakthroughs today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I know, Lord God, that you got something so big and so great for us, Lord God. Lord God, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will be able to receive it, Lord God, that we will be able to receive it, Lord God, in the land of milk and honey, Lord God. Lord God, that we won't be like, Lord God, like Aaron, Lord God, in them, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, not having enough faith in you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, send the spies, Lord God, out to see what the land looks like, Lord God. But we're going to have faith in you, Lord God, because we know that you're going to do exactly what you said that you're going to do in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people, Lord God, looking for relationships, Lord God, that want to be married, Lord God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you bring that person in that life, Lord God. Bring that helper in that life right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, break the chain of loneliness, Lord God. Break the chain of loneliness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we could come to you, Lord God, and ask you, Lord God, and pray to you, Lord God, and you will hear us, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we could just come in today, Lord God, just to touch the hem of your garment, Lord God. Lord God, we need a touch from you today, Lord God. We need a touch from you, Lord God, each and every day, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you will send your anointing, Lord God, to us today, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We need you, Lord God, just to get through this day, Lord God. We need you, Lord God, to give us a new mindset, a renewed mindset, Lord God, a renewed heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, and we give you all the glory and honor, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that you have given us this day our daily bread, Lord God, and we just praise you and worship you, Lord God, and we magnify you in this day, Lord God, because, Lord God, we are children of the King, Lord God, and, Lord God, we know that you want something so good and great for us, Lord God. All we have to do is obey you, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, help us to have a heart, Lord God, today for us to obey, Lord God. Lord God, help us to obey you, Jesus, Lord God. Grant us the grace, Lord God, to obey your commandments, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, so we can see the goodness of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that we will receive the goodness of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, show us the way, Lord God. Show us what we need to do, Lord God, because we want to receive the goodness of Jesus Christ today and every day, Lord God. Lord God, we want our families to receive the goodness of Jesus Christ, Lord God. So we just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will grant us the grace, Lord God, to obey you, Lord God, that we can receive, Lord God, what we need to receive, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I pray for each and every person, Lord God. Lord God, no matter what they're going through, Lord God, you know, Lord God, the issues, Jesus. I just pray for them, Lord God. I lift them up, Lord God, each and every person on this prayer line, Lord God. We pray for Sister Mary, Lord God, and her sister Peggy, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we pray for Apostle Horsley and Sister Wonderland, Lord God, and their son Roderick, Lord God. We pray for Benjamin, Lord God, and Lord God, and Jamila and Ben, Lord God, and her family, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We pray for Queen, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for Sister Sheila, Lord God, and Sister Gladys, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Sister Yvonne, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for each and every person on this prayer line, Lord God. Sister Lois, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for each and every person, Lord God, and their family that's attached to this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, today, Lord God, that you will meet the needs of your people today, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, and we just lift you up this morning, Jesus, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you're working some things out, Lord God, and we're working some things out that we can't even see, Lord God, so we just thank you in advance, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing our helpers, Lord God, to locate us, to help us, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, today, Lord God, there would not be no delay, Lord God. Lord God, that things will come to us, Lord God. Lord God, things will come to us rapidly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, the blessings, Lord God, will just start to flow right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that the expectations be met today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray the prayer of Jabez, Lord God, over each and every one of us, Lord God, that you will increase our territory right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that you will take us to our their place, Lord God. Lord God, the place that you have set for us, Lord God, the place, Lord God, that you have set, Lord God, for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to reach our there, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that we be on one accord, Jesus, Lord God, that we are so much on one accord with you, Lord God, that when we get to our place of there, Lord God, we know it, Jesus, Lord God. We know it, Lord God, because we are on a one accord with you, Lord God. Lord God, help us to have the mind of Christ, Lord God, the spirit of Christ, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Remove everything fleshly from us today, Lord God. Remove all fleshly desires, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Break the spirit of the flesh today, Lord God. Lord God, help us to move in the spirit, Lord God, today, Lord God, and every day, Lord God. Help us to move in the spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We coming to you, Lord God. We praying and seeking you, Lord God, like Hannah did, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, some things got to change today, Lord God. We came on this prayer line, Lord God, for change, Lord God. Lord God, some things going to have to change today, Jesus, Lord God. Some strongholds got to be broke today, Lord God. Lord God, some things got to be removed today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we not going about this day, Lord God, or this week like any other week, Lord God. Lord God, we need you, Lord God. We need you, Lord. We need you to turn some things around, Lord God. We do not want to be the same, Lord God. The things that happened on yesterday, Lord God. Lord God, they cannot be repeated, Lord God. Lord God, we need some change today, Lord God. We need some change this year, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray right now, Lord God, that you would not delay us, Lord God, no more, Lord God. And Lord God, that you will open the gates of heaven, Lord God, today, Jesus. and pour our blessings, Lord God, that we don't have room enough to receive, Lord God. Bless our kids, Jesus. Bless our parents, Lord God. Bless our family members. Bless our friends, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for them, Lord God. We're praying that they receive the anointing of Jesus Christ today, Lord God. Everybody that we come in contact with, Lord God, let them see the goodness of Jesus Christ upon our life, Lord God. Lord God, let the goodness of Jesus Christ just flow from us, Lord God. Lord God, that we're looking like, Lord God, we looking blessed, Lord God, that we're blessed in everything and everywhere we go, Lord God. Lord God, that the blessings just fall upon us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that the anointing, Lord God, just falls upon us today and every day, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. I seek you, Jesus, Lord God. I'm going to seek you, Lord. I'm going to seek you with everything that I got inside of me, Lord God. I'm going to seek you, Jesus. I'm going to seek you, Lord God. Lord God, because you said if I seek you, I'll find you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we're seeking you, Lord God. We knocking, Lord God. We asking, Jesus, Lord God. You said whatever we ask in your name, it shall be done, Lord God. So, Lord God, you have heard our prayers, Lord God. We have cried out to you, Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you send those blessings, Lord God, right now, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that we will receive them fast, Lord God. Lord God, the unexpected blessings, Lord God. Lord God, the divine blessings, Lord God. Lord God, that you would divinely put us where we need to be, Lord God. Lord God, that everything that works, Lord God, will work for our good, Lord God. Lord God, everything around us will work for the good of those that love you, Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you make every crooked place straight, Lord God, and tear up every stony ground right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that every place that we put our feet, Lord God, will be blessed, Lord God. Every place we put our hands, Lord God, will be anointed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that you give us a new mind today, Lord God. Lord God, help us not think the same, Lord God. Lord God, because we are blessed and highly favored, Lord God, even when it feels like we're not, Lord God. We are blessed and highly favored in everything, Lord God, and everywhere we go, Lord God. So I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. And I give you all the glory and honor today. And I say hallelujah, hallelujah. And I just thank God that we are here today on this prayer line. And I have something I want to share with you guys. And I'm going to read a scripture from Psalms 112. And it says, blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commandments. The children will be mighty in the land, and the generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endure forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, and who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken, and they will be remembered forever. They would have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure, and they will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes, and they will have freed scatteredly for their gifts to the poor. The righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor, and the wicked will see and be vexed, and they will gnash their teeth and waste away, and the lungs of the wicked will become nothing. So I just want to thank God today that he said the righteous would never be shaken. And I just thank God for that, because that just gives us confirmation today that no matter what we go through, that the righteous would never be shaken in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We have no fear for bad news. We have no fear. But in our hearts, I pray today, Lord God, that we be steadfast and trusting in the Lord. Even when things don't work out how we wanted them to work out, we got to be steadfast and trust Jesus Christ, because he has the bigger plan. He sees all. He knows what we need. And so I just thank God today that we'll be able to trumpet in Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, oh God. He said the righteousness endures forever, forever. And I just thank God that we will be forever with Christ. We will endure forever. And I just thank God that we are his righteous ones. We are the chosen ones. We are blessed and highly favored of Jesus Christ. And I just thank God. So what we can do right now is to come together and just thank God that the righteousness will never be forsaken, that the righteousness will endure forever. And we just thank God, because we will be
successful. We will be great. We will be mighty in everything that we do because we are blessed and highly favored of Jesus Christ. We are winners in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord God. We are in our winning season, Lord God. So we will win, Lord God. We will not be defeated, Lord God. We will not be defeated in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We will not be defeated in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I just thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for being righteous, Lord God. We will be forever, Lord God. Lord God, help me, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we will be triumphant in everything that we do. We will be triumphant in everything we do. We will be successful Christians, Lord God. We will be successful in the kingdom of heaven, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
We will seek you, Lord God, successfully, Lord God. We will seek you fervently, Lord God, and effectively, Lord God. We will come to you, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. As you will be successful, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for making us righteous, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. He said your seed will never be begging for bread, Lord God. Your righteous will never be forsaken, Lord God.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. We worship
glory,
you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord God.
We thank you,
Father,
Lord God.
I give victory
thank you,
to
you. Thank you,
Lord
God. Thank you, Lord God.
You,
thank you for removing every denial from my life,
yes,
Lord God.
Yes,
Lord God,
yes,
thank
yes,
you, Lord God,
yes,
for removing every denial, Lord God.
Father,
in the name
you.
Of Jesus, Lord God. Lord
Bellatine,
God, we pray, Lord God, for sudden blessings, Lord God. Lord God, that things will happen suddenly, Lord God. Lord God, in the blink of my eye, Lord God, you can change situations, Lord God. Lord God, you can turn things around right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Lord
God, we ask
Lord.
In the name of God, February the 15th, Lord God, those things that need to be turned around, Lord God, the things that don't
Lord.
Serve us no good, Lord God.
Oh, yes,
so I
yes,
pray
yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, Lord
Lord,
God,
I
that they be removed right now.
The name
in the name
of
Jesus, Lord God.
Life.
Oh,
yes,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God. God. Yes, to your will, God. Yes, to your will, my God. We say yes all day, Lord God. In the name that's above everything, thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For this hour of power, pray, Lord God, as we go forth. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. There's none greater, Lord God, none greater than you, Lord. So we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, and we thank you, Lord God, as we come forward in Jesus' name, oh my God. Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Lord.
To your will,
oh,
Jesus.
God. Thank you for who you yes, are in my day. Life. Thank you. Life, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
My God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. So we just give God all the praise, Lord. We just thank everybody for just being here on the prayer line today. So what we're going to do, we're going to get the names of everybody that's here. And you want to give your name, you got a prayer, praise, a report, or a prayer request, you can do that now.
Amen. Praise all apostles here. We thank God for the program and the praise this morning. Amen. End the word.
Disarm now. Disarm now.
Good morning.
Disarm now.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie, and I just want to thank you for that powerful prayer. And I have a prayer request. One of my neighbors, Curl, she's in a wheelchair. She's older. Let's pray for her pain. She's in a lot of pain from gout. So let's pray that that pain be removed. I did carry her some tart cherry juice, so let's just hope that helps. They say that do help, so I Googled it. And so let's just pray for her to remove that pain, because she was doing a lot of crying on yesterday, Valentine's Day, because of the pain. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Thank God for the prayer that went forth. Thank you, Sister Chris, and everyone else on the prayer line that we come together in unity and prayer. I pray for traveling mercies this morning. My sister, she'll be leaving out this morning, and my niece, and I also pray for my granddaughter. My sister's name is Mary, and my niece's name is Tasha. And my granddaughter's name is Ebony, and praying for her traveling mercies. Her and her boyfriend, they're going out of town, so they're thanking God for safe travels in Jesus' name. And prayer for me and my family and the strength, our strength in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Scholastica is here, and I thank God this morning for all the prayers that have gone out. And I am listening in agreement. I have a prayer request for my niece. Her name is Mercy. Her back, she just gave up. She can't stand, she can't sit. She just lies down, and the doctor cannot tell what's wrong with her. So for healing, even if they don't know what's wrong with her, just for a miracle, and that God will heal her. Thank you. And, of course, continue praying for salvation for those who need salvation. Thank you.
Amen. Good morning. This is our Sister Mary, and I just thank God for the word and the prayer that went forth and the message as well. Prayer request for my Sister Peggy for healing, and my Sister Enora.
Amen. Good morning, Sister Lucinda here, and I'm very grateful for everyone here on this line and that prayers are answered. And I request for myself that I'm disorganized, and I would love to have, you know, a spirit of organization in my beingness for a while here. And that's what I'm asking. Thank you. Amen.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
Good morning, Glenda.
Good morning. This is Sister Yvonne.
And I'm listening.
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening. I'd like a special prayer request for a friend of mine. Her name is Tarnisha. Her mom is battling health issues with her heart and lungs, and she has been battling this for approximately 3 months. I'm not sure of her mom's name, but my friend's name is Tarnisha, and it's her mom that's having health challenges right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good morning. This is Darlene B, and thank God for everyone being here today and also the word and the prayers that have gone forth. I would like to have a prayer for Jamie, who has cancer of the breast. I want to pray for that. Also, Tyree has prostate cancer. Amen. And we heard, yes, Brenda. We're praying for her, too. God will heal her of her cancer and her body.
Amen.
Okay, is that all the requests this morning?
Oh, yes, Apostle, I'm glad to be in the service again. I thought I'd gotten before, but the phone was muted. Thank you, God, for the wonderful word and the scriptures this morning. My prayer request is that the Lord would just touch somebody's. It looks like the bone on bone is getting worse in my hip, so I pray that the Lord keep it together and that they give me the appointment very soon to go in and either get the shot or do something for me. Thank you. Amen.
Okay. All right. I do want to request prayer for direct concerning my car. I'm still limbo with that. So we just pray to God will give me direction. And if I need to go ahead and purchase a new one, that I'll find the right one. Amen. Okay, so we've heard all the requests morning. So we're just going to come on in and go ahead and pray for these prayer requests. If you have something you didn't say, you can go ahead and speak it out. So let's just pray this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray today for Pearl, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch her, Lord, and remove the gout that's in her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, you can remove
the
cause of the gout, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Help
Pearl, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
My God, my God, my God, my God. Thank you,
May
Father.
May lack and
for today,
fill the Lord.
For the help in our
houses. Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I know that your righteousness
is yours.
Oh, yes,
because that's all your prayer.
Father, my Father, we just pray.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord, that we will not.
Hallelujah.
The battle, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, my Father, my Father.
Thank you.
Yes,
Lord.
Faithful, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness to today, God.
None greater than you, Lord God. We pray for Pastor Donnie, Lord God, that May your hybrid car something, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Oh God, make the payments up. Oh Lord God, make everything complete. Oh God, she is thy servant, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you have blessed, oh Lord God, and fix that too long, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we declare and decree it so, Lord God. Let it be so, Lord God, let it be at a right place for her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. So we praise you, we worship you, Lord God, and we adore you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let it have a good place on the tree, then, God, in the name of Jesus. Standing, Lord God, and worship you, Lord God. We thank you for your presence, Lord God, your army president, oh Lord God, in the name Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless our sisters, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. Oh God, of any name that we forget to call, oh Lord God, of anything get by us, oh Lord God. Include it right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, bless our cousin, brother, nephew, junior, Lord God. Bless us, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless our children, our grandchildren, oh Lord God.
Yes,
brain, oh Lord God. In the name of
Jesus,
we thank you, God. We pray for little mama, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would bless, oh Lord God, in a miraculous way, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Move, oh Lord God, for your glory and your honor, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Be backed by your name, God. Yes, sir. And we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. There's just none greater, Lord God. There's none greater than you. So we bless your name, Lord God. And we praise your name. We say thank you, hallelujah. Able seat than I call you, God. You're the God, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You call sin, sickness, illness, and disease, oh Lord God. Rebuke the spirit of tobacco, Lord God. Lord God, deliver people from alcohol, Lord God, and drug addiction, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let me pray, God. Lord God, take away the taste, oh Lord God, from marijuana, Lord God, and control substance in the people, oh Lord God. Rebuke the spirit of cocaine, oh Lord God, burn the crack, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we ask that you continue to bless, oh Lord God, and the power of power, pray, Lord God. We just came to exalt your name, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and you, Lord God, we move. We have our being, oh Lord God. We cry, Abba, Lord God. You are the Father that's in charge of our life, oh Lord God. Render all to you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless the finances of the church, oh Lord God. Bless the finances, oh Lord God, for the radio broadcast, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless each and everyone that has gone through financial straits, God. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God. We praise you. We honor you, oh Lord God. This day, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah.
We just thank God for all of our praises this morning. Thank God for the praises that have gone up and the word that has come forth today. We're grateful today for each and every person who is here. Those who may have wanted to be here didn't make it. We appreciate that too. And so we're just grateful for the unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. Where there's unity, there is strength. We realize that one can put away 1,000 and can put 10,000 to flight. So we're putting the devil and his cohorts to flight when we pray, when we intercede, stand in the gap, and make up the hedge. Hallelujah, Jesus. So while we're here near the top of the hour of power of prayer, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them. And they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that we will rejoice in the Lord because the Lord God is our strength. And I decree that he makes our feet like hinds feet and he helps us to walk upon the high places in the name of Jesus. I thank everyone who has sown into the ministry and or my life. Either way, you're sowing into good ground. And I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. I believe that some will receive a 30-fold blessing, some 60, some 100. And I decree Deuteronomy 1 and 11 that the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are and bless you as he has promised you in the name of Jesus. I decree today that the Lord God Almighty pours out water on him who is thirsty, streams on the dry ground. I decree today that we will not have any dry places in our lives, but the Lord is opening up our lives to good things and new things in him. I decree today that you will come to your grave in old age like the stacking of grain on the threshing floor in its season. I decree today that everything that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has stolen be restored doublefold in Jesus' name. I decree that the Lord has given us power to get wealth, and I decree that the businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Some will receive millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands of dollars, some thousands of dollars, some hundreds of dollars according to your faith. So be it done unto you. I decree that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus, and we have on the whole armor of God. I decree that we resist the devil and he flees, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are anointed by God to do his work, and souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. So I want you to know that I love you. I thank you so much for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your enemies. We're loving people into the kingdom. Love is what draws people to anything that's worth anything. So we thank God for his love, that he gave his son for us. And because of his love, we can show love also. So everybody have a wonderfully blessed day. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.